Thank you and good morning. The Fort Bragg Police Department has issued an alert for a missing man, 57-year-old Stephen Pease, who was last in contact with his family on October 28th by cell phone. Pease is an adult white male, 5'10", 220 pounds, with gray hair and hazel eyes. Pease was last seen driving a 2014 silver Chevy Captiva from Avis Rental at the Surf and Sand Lodge in Fort Bragg on November 1st. The rental vehicle was equipped with the OnStar, but no signal has been acquired. Anyone who may have seen Pease or the rental car is asked to contact law enforcement. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a fire at a two-story structure at 50 West 5th Street in Eureka on Tuesday. Fire crews arrived on scene and quickly extinguished the fire and did not locate anyone inside the building. Several rooms of the structure were converted into marijuana growing areas with faulty electrical wiring. An investigation revealed that the fire was caused by discarded smoking material, and the damage is estimated at about $1,000. Eureka Police will handle any investigation into the marijuana grow. The sheriff's office is looking for two male suspects who held up a 47-year-old man at gunpoint at his residence in the 100 block of Thunder Mountain Road in Orleans on Monday. The victim ran to his neighbor's house to call 911, and the suspect stole the victim's silver Dodge pickup truck, license plate number 6E30340. One suspect is described as a dark-skinned male in his 30s, approximately 5'8", 140 pounds, wearing blue jeans and a gray hooded sweatshirt. The other is described as a white male adult, possibly in his 30s, approximately 5'11", 180 pounds, wearing a desert camo pattern hooded sweatshirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And Fortuna police responded to an apartment complex on Monday after receiving several calls from neighbors that an explosion had just occurred. One caller was specific, saying that a hash lab had blown up, and responding officers certainly found evidence that was the case. Two men suffered severe injuries in the incident, and an ongoing investigation is being conducted. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods spoke about the dangers associated with the use of butane in the manufacture of hash earlier this month.
Sometimes it's in a bathroom. That's where the butane gas drops down, goes to its lowest point, and finds a bathroom heater, for instance, and confined spaces where that explosion is really confined but intensified in those close quarters.
Woods also pointed out that the injuries suffered in these incidents are not minor.
Number one, the illegal activity, but then in the environment where your propensity due to having your heater on, trying to keep normal house warm, we're going to have those, and we do see them. And normally the injuries are pretty severe. Burns are significant in those types of calls we go to.
The Fortuna incident was just the latest in a series of accidents associated with the illegal manufacture of hash that have left many, including children, with severe injuries. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Former County Prosecutor Arnie Klein will kick off his campaign for District Attorney on the steps of the County Courthouse today at 12:15. Klein served as an assistant district attorney in Humboldt County from 2006 through 2012 and has held position in four California counties. Klein will answer questions from the press and the public following his official announcement. And sheriff's deputies responded to calls from several residents in the Golden Gate subdivision in Bridgeville who reported hearing multiple shots fired at their neighbor's residence and the yelping of a dog in pain over the weekend. Deputies located Kurt Chamberlain leaving the area in his pickup truck and found a Rottweiler suffering from gunshot wounds in the back of the truck. Chamberlain was arrested and booked on several charges. The dog was taken to a local vet and is expected to fully recover. Congressman Jared Huffman is pushing for lands off the Mendocino coast to be added to the California National Monument roster. And over the weekend, he led Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell on a tour of the Point Arena-Stornetta site, 1,200 acres situated north of Point Arena. Secretary Jewell said she has urged President Obama to act without Congress to make the property part of the California Coastal National Monument. Huffman pointed out that the tourism industry is the region's largest employer and that by setting aside the land, it will save a pristine part of the California coastline. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.